News, I'm Joe Palca. The number of dead has risen to 16 in New Zealand, and recovery teams returned to the volcanic White Island on Sunday to no avail. More from VOA's Phil Mercer.
Police and Navy divers have failed to find a body that was seen in the sea off New Zealand's White Island the day after the eruption. Another victim is thought to be near the crater. Six bodies were retrieved Friday by soldiers who were flown in despite the risk of another eruption. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says retrieving the bodies of all of the victims is a priority.
We know that reunification won't ease that sense of loss or grief, because I don't think anything can. But we felt an enormous duty of care as New Zealanders to make sure that we brought their family members back.
Police have officially named the first victim of the volcanic eruption. Crystal Eve Browett, a 21-year-old Australian, was on holiday with her family. Phil Mercer, Sydney, VOA News.
After 2 weeks of negotiations in Madrid on tackling global warming, delegates from almost 200 nations passed declarations calling for greater ambition in cutting planet heating greenhouse gases and in helping poor countries that are suffering the effects of climate change. But they did postpone until next year a key decision on how to regulate global carbon markets. Martin Kaiser of Greenpeace Germany.
U.S. President Trump and President Bolsonaro from Brazil have undermined these negotiations here. And if they are going to continue so next year, we need a different answer from strong economies like the European Union, together with China, together with India, to come up with a new narrative of hope for the young people out there.
This is VOA News. Mexico is balking at additions Congress wants to make to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The issue is the addition of up to 5 U.S. labor attachés in Mexico to monitor implementation of labor reforms. The foreign ministry says that was not part of the agreement Mexico signed, and it doesn't want foreign inspectors on its soil because of sovereignty concerns. The agreement does provide for 3-person panels to resolve disputes on labor and other areas. Each country would pick one of the members, and a 3rd person would be agreed to by both countries. Mexico's chief trade negotiator says he sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, saying the House measure displays a regrettable mistrust in the treaty, which was negotiated in the spirit of good faith. Ben Thomas, Washington.
China has suspended the planned additional tariffs on some U.S. goods that were meant to be implemented on December the 15th. The State Council's Customs Tariff Commission reported on Sunday after the two countries agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal on Friday. A big win, of course, this week in the U.K. for Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party, but a new wrinkle may be emerging more than 3 years after the U.K. voted to leave the EU. That would be another referendum is back in the headlines amid calls from Nicola Sturgeon, the leader of Scotland's ruling Scottish National Party, for a poll on independence.
I've just won an election in Scotland on the proposition that people should have a choice over our future. I accept that the Tories will rage against reality for as long as they can, but the fact of the matter is Scotland has chosen a very different kind of future to the one chosen by much of the rest of the UK.
A referendum was held in Scotland in 2014 with independence rejected by a margin of 55% to 45%, but Sturgeon argues that Brexit has changed the situation as Scotland voted against leaving the European Union. Journalists and members of the public were sprayed with pepper spray by police as they moved in to make arrests during a protest at a shopping mall in Hong Kong. Protesters were seen breaking glasses and had clashes with police during a pro-democracy rally at the Newtown Mall in Sha Tin District on Sunday. The Wall Street Journal reports that officials at the U.S. Army and Navy Academy say they've launched an investigation into whether their students flashed white power hand signs during a nationally televised football game yesterday. The journal says authorities at both military schools say they have not determined the intent of the sign, which is very similar to the OK sign and, of course, not racist at all. The newspaper says the West Point cadets and Annapolis midshipmen appeared to have flashed the hand signs during the annual Army-Navy football game in Philadelphia. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
From Washington,